it's a really big deal that we all showed up to say no to these people who came to try to take over our city.
Yeah.
As a student midwife and as a counselor at an abortion clinic, I got asked, how do I resolve these two things as if they're polar opposites? But I say learning how to assist a woman in birthing her own child and supporting a woman in her decision to not bear a child is the work that needs to be done along the spectrum of reproductive freedom. We must remember that reproductive freedom means not only a woman's ability to choose when to give birth, but how to give birth. Too many women are not aware that they can usually choose to give birth at home or in a birth center or in a hospital, and they can choose to have a midwife. So we say no to reproductive oppression, no to the lack of information or misinformation about our own bodies, about sex and about sexuality. We say no to abstinence-only sex education. These programs, we know they don't work. Not only do they contribute to unplanned pregnancies, they also contribute to young people getting sexually transmitted diseases, not even knowing that they have them, and then putting their long-term reproductive health at risk. We say yes to menarche rituals and their celebrations. There is no shame in bleeding. There's no shame in being a female. Say yes to menstrual pride. We say yes to reproductive freedom. Yes to home birth. Home birth is a safe choice for women. Say yes to midwives. Reproductive freedom, of course, is also about having access to health care and services. Know to the fact that women of color are more likely to be uninsured than our white sisters. We say no to the mixing of religion and healthcare. We know that all these hospitals are being run by faith-based organizations, and then they stop offering birth control and abortions. We say no to government funds determining healthcare services. Our Native American sisters don't have access to abortions because the reservations that they live on receive government funding.
That's right.
We say yes to affordable, free, quality health care for all women. We say no to birth control that targets women of color, putting our reproductive health at risk. We know that long-term use of Depo-Provera has been linked to cancer, but Depo-Provera is targeted to women of color. That's wrong. We say yes to safe, effective methods of birth control for a woman who desires it, because, of course, not all women need birth control because not all women have sex with men. Lastly, reproductive health care is about access to affordable, quality prenatal care and child care. I was at a briefing yesterday that Asian Pacific women put together, and I learned a lot. And one of the scary things that I found out is that Vietnamese women are 5 times more likely to get cervical cancer than white women. Why is that? We say no to racism and no to environmental racism.
Right.
We say no to rape and all forms of violence against women. And we say yes to girls and women being physically strong because that's our birthright. And yes to girls and women learning self-defense because there may come a time when she needs to protect her own body.
That's right.
Lastly, we say no to sexism because, contrary to popular belief, it's alive and well here in the United States. And we say yes to reproductive freedom and justice. Thank you.
Oh, voila! Thank you! Next, we have Stephanie Tong from the World Can't Wait campaign. Thank you, Stephanie.
Listen, today we were part of something very important, and it's not what they say in the newspapers, and it was just dueling protests. This was a walk for death on one side, and thousands of us on the other side and all over this country, we actually represent a whole new future, a different future than those people do. But this country is facing a huge turning point between those two futures. The war, the torture, the disappearances, the suppression of science, Basically, everything we talk about in the World Can't Wait call, this all makes people think of Hitler, and they're right. And we wrote about that before even this new spying scandal and this brazen Bush getting out there and saying he's just going to keep spying. It's all part of a reactionary package deal agenda. And these people are setting out to radically remake society very quickly and in a fascist way and for generations to come. The majority of people in this country support a woman's right to choose. And yet who are they about to put on the Supreme Court with a stated mission of his to overturn Roe? It's a racist bigot. It's a vicious theocrat. Alito. He's made it part of his life's work to get rid of illegal abortion, and he supports enforcing abstinence only as well. And the battle over Alito, or the non-battle, thanks to the Democrats in Congress, represents high stakes in the way this country's being governed and the norms. And what they're hammering into place this month, if he is confirmed, just in time, Bush hopes, so he can brag about it at the State of the Union message in 10 days, is a Supreme Court tailor-made for theocratic fascism. Excuse me, I got a cold.
No.
So who's going to rule from the high court? People who deny the right of half of humanity to be seen as human beings and not incubators. This is a dynamic that's got to change, and it's got to change fast. But it can be changed. It can be changed if people act in our millions, but we got to act now. If we turn our outrage into mass political action and enough people break out of these killing confines of politics as usual and relying on elections and Democrats, and I'm sorry, but 2008 is way too late. But right now, this country, this regime is in a very complex political crisis. It could go many different ways. There's no doubt now that Bush has committed what they call themselves impeachable offenses. There's no doubt that millions of Americans and tens of millions of people in other countries would jump for joy if he were to be impeached. But the only way that that is going to happen, or any other way that he's going to be forced out of office, is if he's driven out, and I don't see one Democratic senator stepping up to the plate on impeachment. Now, I myself am a revolutionary communist,
yes,
and we're within the political panorama of the World Can't Wait movement, but that movement is very broad, and I know many people who do somehow, to some degree, still look to the Democrats, and these people are freaking out right now. These people do not know what's going on, and they need a vehicle, not just to protest. They need a vehicle to be empowered to help change the course of this country. So I want to say that we're calling for people to continue to build off of the World Can't Wait, drive out the Bush regime. We are serious. We are not going to stop until these people are driven from power. And our next step, as you can see on the sign, is Bush steps down and take your whole program with you. Join us here in Union Square, San Francisco, January 31st at night, all over the country. We're going to demonstrate, we're going to have rallies, and then when he starts to speak, we're going to bring the noise. We're going to drum, we're going to chant, we're going to drown out, symbolically, of course, his speech. Washington, D.C. on February 4th, and we are marching at the White House, and we're demanding Bush step down. If you want to help your organization, your group, your community, if you want to help make this happen, you can start right now. This is a decisive turning point in history. Things are in such a crisis at the top that what happens at the bottom can be really, really important. So today, when we leave here after the last speaker, if you'd like to go out with us in teams to the Castro, to the Mission, to other communities, please join us over here at the banner. The thing about this impeachment crisis is it's not going to last forever. These people can cover over things, they can make it pass, and then it'll just be that everything that's happened up to now, the torture, the turning down of Roe, it will all become of a new legitimacy. And we cannot let that happen. Bush lied, Bush spied, Bush stepped down. Bush stepped down and take Alito with you.
All right, let's hear it. Woo! Okay, we're going to have, if there's a chance for people, we want to also prioritize the voices of women who have had abortions, who want to speak out today about their experience. We also are going to have a speaker from the Peace and Freedom Party who endorsed this rally and who has a few words to say.
Okay,
that's enough. Dave, welcome Dave.
How long? We're going to get you on this mic, too.
How's it going? Do you want to come back with me?
Yes, yes.
I have to walk all the way back to my truck.
Hi, my name is Dave. I'm with the Eating Freedom Party of California, the only socialist party on the ballot in California. A lot of people have the idea that if they vote for the Democrats, they're going to get their rights. Well, they've been doing it, and what's been happening? The rights have been whittled away one by one, bit by bit, all through the years, because the Democrats have a stated policy that they can take for granted the votes of feminists, the votes of people of color, the votes of working people, because they're not the Republicans. And so, of course, they're going to vote for the Democrats, so the Democrats don't have to do anything for you. And so their whole strategy, and this is their stated strategy, is to become as much like the Republicans as they can without actually being Republicans. Voting for the lesser evil only ensures that the evil will get greater. It's time to let go of your nose and start voting for what you actually want. As Jean Deb said, it's better to vote for what you want and not get it than vote for what you don't want and get it. If you don't want war, don't vote for the Democrats, because they're a party of war. If you want free choice, stop voting for the Democrats, because they just keep giving it away and giving it away and blaming it on the Republicans, even when they're the ones in power. What did Clinton give us when the Democrats had the presidency, when the Democrats had the Congress, when the Democrats had all the power? They gave us the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, the precursor to the Patriot Act. What did the Democrats give us when they were in power? They gave us the end to welfare as we know it. What did the Democrats give us when they were in power? They gave us an escalated war on drugs. More cops busting people on the street for doing what a lot of us like to do in private. What do the Democrats give you? Jack.
That's right.
It's time to quit the Democrats. Join the Peace and Freedom Party. We're a party you don't have to ask what side are we on. We're on your side. We always have been. And we always will be. Okay. I'm running for Board of Equalization.
Okay.
My name's David Campbell. Marsha Feinland is running for Senate against Dianne Feinstein. A real peace candidate with a real peace party. My time is up. Have a good day.
Right. Thank you, David. Is there anyone else who was on the speaker's list that didn't get their chance yet? Is there anyone that wants to say a few words for a minute or two about why they're here today? We can have an open mic as long as people want to hang out in the beautiful sunshine. If you do, come on up right now, because otherwise we'll just end with some chants. And a big thank you to everyone who helped build this beautiful reproductive rights position out in the streets today. You want to come on up? All right. Tell us who you are and why you're here.
Another mic by.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi everyone, my name is Kendall. I'm from UC Davis and I'm with Campus Now.
Alright!
I am so happy to be here and I'm so happy to see all of you here. We are just really excited and everyone has so many different reasons for being here. I'm here for myself, I'm here for all of the women out here, I'm here for my mother, I'm here for my sister, I'm here for my great grandmother that had 5 illegal abortions before 1930 and almost died from the last one. And we just need to keep fighting. And that's all I have to say because it's just so important. Thank you all so much for coming.
Hey guys, my name's John Herzog. I'm not from here. I'm on John vacation. I'm from Pennsylvania. I might not agree with everything that has been said by these speakers, but I do agree with the overall message that the damn right-wing, fat conservatives telling us what we can do with our lives. I am sick and tired of these ignorant people holding the Bible in my face and telling them that that makes their viewpoint right. I am sick and tired of people not thinking for themselves. So I just want to thank you all. You've all been wonderful people. Again, I may not agree with some of you, some
you
things you might say,
disc?
But I do agree with the reason why we're all here. And it's been great. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Again, thank you for a wonderful day.
Represent Pennsylvania. All right. I wanted to say a special thank you to our wonderful National Lawyers Guild Legal Observers who were here, who were on it, who were there whenever we needed them. We turned around. They were ready to help us. They helped us have a safe and very effective march, and we want to give a shout-out to the NLG Legal Observers. All right. Thank you. Okay, any last words today? Let's go ahead. Oh, here's Elizabeth, one of the coordinators of this effort today.
You're loud.
You know, there are a lot of people that put this march together. When we started